Campaign finance reform was the theme of this year's gathering to honor the legacy of former Wisconsin Senator and Governor Robert Fighting Bob La Follette. Under a scorching sun, people from all over the state cheered as Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe called for a return to the clean election rules first championed by La Follette at the turn of the century.
Fighting Bob La Follette came to power at a time when this state was every bit as corrupt as Wisconsin is today. They threw the money changers out of the People's Temple. They swept our government clean. They banned corporate campaign contributions. They did it then, and we can do it now. It is time to take back our government. It is time to rehabilitate our democracy. It is about damn time.
McCabe's message was echoed throughout the day by state and national politicians, including Congressmembers Tammy Baldwin, Gwen Moore, Dave Obey, and Senator Russ Feingold. Peggy Lottie of Prairie du Sac, who was selling Fighting Bob t-shirts outside the grandstands, says it sums up for her what it means to be a progressive.
I want everyone taken care of, and I want things to be clean, open, and fair for everybody, not just those who can buy it.
Many at the festival shared that simple definition of what progressive politics is all about.
It means that we should go the direction towards helping all the people in the country rather than a few. That's pretty much all it means to me. Progress.
Brian Christofferson is a factory worker from Glenwood City. He said it was Senator Feingold's speech about setting a deadline to bring U.S. troops home from Iraq that rang truest for him.
It was nice to hear Senator Feingold hear somebody finally say we have to stand up to the people and what they're doing now, Bush in particular, the Republicans in general.
In his speech, Senator Feingold said Hurricane Katrina has temporarily taken public attention off the war in Iraq, but he said the devastation on the Gulf Coast has exposed what's wrong with keeping the war going.
What could have shown better? An administration that puts $5 billion a month into Iraq and doesn't care enough to protect the people of Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama.
Feingold told the crowd at the same time he's writing an amendment to set a deadline for bringing the troops home, he's also working on measures to help storm victims.
We're trying to get some transportation flexibility for the trucking companies to make sure they can get down there and get the relief they need. We're doing everything we can and can think of, and I know so many of you are doing things here. But as you do it, remember, don't let George Bush off the hook on Iraq. Don't let him off the hook. Thank you very much.
Capital Times editor John Nichols urged the crowd to look for another kind of political opportunity in the rebuilding of New Orleans. He called for donations to a grassroots political group dedicated to electing progressive candidates in the city once it gets back on its feet.
Their plan is to give living wage jobs to the poor and the working class, to invite them home, to renew the wetlands, to rebuild the levees, to rebuild houses, to make New Orleans a safe, ecologically sound, multiracial, multi-ethnic community, and to make it a progressive community in the South once more.
While the war, the storm, and election reform dominated the speeches on Saturday, there were also many who came to the festival looking for support for local causes. Gennard Williams of Madison from the group Voices Beyond Bars came in search of people who want to help reduce the number of African Americans in the state's jails and prisons.
The prison issue affects employment, it affects housing, it affects homelessness, it affects, you know, across the board in our community. So that's something that I think that a lot of people need to pay attention to. In a little while, if things continue to, you know, progress the way they are, you know, half of this country is going to be in prison, the other half is going to be watching them.
The organizers of the festival are hoping it will generate enough political energy, both local and statewide, to fuel a public lobbying effort they're planning at the state capitol in the last week of October. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.